I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Pediatricians are playing an increasing role in responding to mental health concerns that parents have about their child's mood or behavior. To talk about changes in a child's mood or behavior that might be a sign of depression is Dr. Rachel Zweigorn. She's an assistant professor of pediatrics, and she's a pediatrician at MUSC Children's Health. Dr. Zweigorn, what sorts of issues and concerns related to kids' mental health are you hearing about from families you work with in your pediatric practice during the pandemic?
Well, Bobby, in our teenagers, we are screening for depression at every well child check at their annual wellness visits. And we are definitely seeing increased rates of teenagers who are screening positive for mild and moderate depression. In our younger kids, we don't have as good a screening tool, but what we hear from parents is that they're seeing a lot more tantrums, a lot more difficulty with mealtime and bedtime, and increased clinginess.
What are some of the possible symptoms of mild to moderate depression in teens, especially during this pandemic?
What we're seeing in teenagers is sort of classic symptoms of anxiety and depression. They're getting more withdrawn. They may be spending more time in their bedroom, not engaging as much with the family. They may be losing interest in things that they've previously been interested in. Parents may be seeing some really disrupted patterns of sleep or decreased appetite, increased appetite. And also kids who are really getting depressed making big statements like, I don't matter, I'm not important, things like that.
And what can parents do, and what role can the pediatrician play if the parents are concerned about some of these symptoms and maybe depression?
So for teenagers, I think it's important that parents speak directly to them about their fears and anxieties. They hear the news and they hear their friends talking and they see things on social media. And it's important to get in there and really speak to them honestly about what this pandemic means. I think it's also important to model for kids how to be resilient. Parents can say, today I'm feeling really overwhelmed and I'm going to go take a 20-minute break and read a book. It's okay for them to admit that they feel overwhelmed and then be honest about how they're dealing with it with their kids.
And if parents still are concerned about what they're seeing, what to do next?
At that point, you do need to call your pediatrician, and it's really important to get your teenager in to have a formal screening for depression or anxiety. You will need to step out of the room when this happens. It's important for the pediatrician to be able to speak openly and honestly with your teenager. We have great tools that have a lot of research and help us identify the kids who are anxious and depressed. And then based on the results of some of those screening tools in our evaluation, we can help parents know, is this something that we can just keep plugging away at, or do we need to engage with a therapist? Also, pediatricians can assess for suicidality. That's a scary topic, but it's an important topic. And it's the kind of question that a pediatrician will and should ask a depressed teenager. And if we find a teenager that is exhibiting behavior concerning for suicide, we will transition into a crisis management mode and help the parents with that.
Dr. Zweigorn, thanks for providing this information about kids and possible depression.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.